Good morning and welcome to a special Memorial Day weekend edition of Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative serving as your host. I want to thank my colleague and friend, Christy McManamy, who's been pinch hitting a couple of times in the last few weeks. She always does a terrific job and will be taking over this microphone before too long. We're grateful to have Christy serving in her position as the Director of Marketing at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We also want to thank Mr. Justin Barker, our producer, and JB and I, as we do each Saturday, want to thank Chris Bogenreef, who is the longtime sponsor of this Grow Siouxland program. Chris Bogenreef, of course, with NAI United. My guest today is someone who has an awful lot of familiarity with the men and women who serve in the armed forces, the sacrifice, the commitment required. Retired Colonel Brian Miller, the former wing commander of the 185th Air Refueling Wing in the Iowa Air National Guard right here in Sioux City. Colonel Miller, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you, and I know a great deal about your background. Of course, I think when I came into the unit as a young second lieutenant, I believe you were a captain and ascending in the leadership ranks at that time, a qualified A-7 pilot. Subsequently, subsequent to that, you became an F-16 pilot, two single-seat fighters, and then were part of the conversion to the 185th. And we're gonna talk about your career extensively in the first half of this program. In the second half of the program, we're going to talk about Memorial Day and the important role that it plays on our national calendar. Here we are just a few days removed from Memorial Day, and then we're going to talk about your work as an entrepreneur. After retiring from the armed forces, you launched your own successful business, which coincidentally has a bit of a Memorial Day tie, maybe a little bit of a stretch, but not too great a stretch. But before we get there, Colonel Miller, you're a local kid. Tell us about what side of town you grew up on.
Well, I grew up out in Morningside, Chris. Was a went to Washington Grade School, which doesn't exist anymore. And then, of course, East Junior, East High.
And so you're a Black Raider.
I'm a Black Raider, yep.
Now, let's not jump right into college. Childhood in Morningside. Typical? Did you play Little League and those kinds of things?
Yeah, pretty standard. My dad was a carpenter. My mom was initially a stay-at-home mom and then went out into the workforce as we kids got a little older. Yeah, you know, Little League, all those kind of things, running around the neighborhood. I would call it a very comfortable upbringing in a blue-collar home.
Did you ride a Schwinn bicycle with a banana seat on it?
I think I was in about sixth grade or seventh when I saved up enough money to buy one.
Yeah.
Yes, and I even had the chrome Springer front end.
Yes, yeah, with a shock absorber.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was a fancy Schwinn.
It was. I delivered a lot of papers to get to that point.
And, you know, kids from that generation, I remember putting my baseball glove over the handlebars and pedaling, in my case, on the north side of town to Leif Erickson for baseball practice and baseball games all the time.
Yeah, we used to, we even took some pipes and put on the forks so we had more like a motorcycle chopper look, which, of course, my parents about got sick on because it ruined the chrome frame. But,
yes.
Yeah, but anyway.
To be a young kid in Sioux City, Iowa in the 1970s, East High School, were you a decent student?
Yeah, I was pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. Probably kind of a B average kind of kid. Played sports up there, played in the band up there. And, yeah, I had a great time. I did.
And tell us about coming out of high school. What came next for Colonel Brian Miller?
Well, I was certain of two things when I graduated, Chris. I would never go to college, and I would never join the military. That's the honest truth. I don't know if I've ever told you that before. So I actually worked as a welder up in Elk Point for a couple years after high school, and then decided to go to Wayne State College. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is kind of history.
So a couple years into Wayne State, did you visit with a recruiter? Is that how that all came together?
Yeah, well, actually, it was after my first semester at Wayne State. I decided to join the Air National Guard. It paid, I think, at the time, like $65 for a drill weekend. And that was more money than I made at the gas station I was working at while I went to school. So that's how I ended up joining the Air Guard. Was first, it was like $60-$65.
And if memory serves, it was our mutual friend Larry Harrington who encouraged you to continue in the Guard.
He did. Larry was a great supervisor or leader that I had. I worked for Larry for a couple of years, and I made the comment one day, gosh, it'd be neat to be a pilot, and Larry really encouraged me and helped me through that whole process. I owe a lot to Larry Harrington.
Of course, Larry Harrington ascended to the rank of Brigadier General in the Air National Guard. Was he Colonel, or did he get a star?
He was Colonel.
Colonel.
Yep.
Okay, and really a fixture at the 185th for decades, and we wish Colonel Harrington the very best this weekend. And for some reason, Brian, I thought he ascended to general, so I stand corrected.
Yep, no, he was, he retired as a full colonel, but
well,
he deserved to be a general, I'll tell you that.
And we have another guy in Sioux City who you and I worked on, Colonel Bud Day, who posthumously was promoted to general. Maybe we'll have a chance to visit about him in just a moment. You're listening to Grow Sioux Land on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 on the FM dial. Our guest today is retired Colonel Brian Miller, the former wing commander of the 185th Air Refueling Wing. Brian is also the founder and president of the Northern Plains Meat Company, located on Gordon Drive. We're going to talk about that business in a short time. Brian is also a member of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Brian, tell us about moving on and going from enlisted to an officer. Tell us about your AMS OCS program, Academy of Military Science Officer Candidate School. I believe you were at McGee Tyson in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then on to flight school.
Yeah, well, actually, you summed it up pretty good right there, Chris. Yeah, I was enlisted for 4.5 years and then got selected to go to pilot training. So I went to McGee Tyson for a 6-week officer training course. And then from there, it was off to Del Rio, Texas for a year. That was initial undergraduate pilot training. And then from there, several other schools. You went to Alamogordo, New Mexico for fighter lead-in school. That was, I think, 4 months. And then it was off to Tucson for 6 months for A7 school. And after that, you know, 2-year journey, you come back to Sioux City, and then you really start, you know, you're still basically a student for another year until you get all your qualifications done.
Flight school went pretty well for you, if memory serves.
It went okay, yes.
Brian's being modest. He graduated at the top of the class, which is no small feat. And as someone who didn't complete that program, although provided an opportunity, I know that all too well. But you flew A7s for a number of years and then converted to the F-16. Back to school to fly the F-16?
Yes. Yeah, I went down to Wichita, Kansas is where F-16 school took place. That was a 3-month school. And then from there, I went to Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix, Arizona, for a 3-month course to be an instructor pilot.
And all that time, you're serving in a traditional guardsman capacity, but at some point you became full-time at the Guard as well.
Yeah, about the time we converted to the F-16 is when I got a full-time job down there, Chris. So it worked out great for me at the time. And Yeah, it was an opportunity for me to go full-time, and it was a great choice.
And you were there long enough, 3 decades, to also be an aircraft commander in the KC-135 refueling tanker.
I was, although, in fairness to everyone, I was kind of busy with commander stuff, so I always made sure I had very experienced pilots with me when I flew the KC-135.
And did you have to go to school for that as well after the A7 and F-16?
We did, yeah. That was also down at Wichita, Kansas. Yep, that was, I think, a 2.5-month course to get qualified in the tanker aircraft.
And transitioning out of the 185th, you continued in aviation at Morningside University.
Yeah, I've been. I'm the director of aviation up at Morningside with their fairly new flight program, and that's been going great. We are growing at a very controlled rate, which is fantastic. And yeah, that program continues to grow. I think we'll see great things out of that program in the coming years.
Brian, you were instrumental in working with the Siouxland Initiative, the economic development arm of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, to recruit Oracle Aviation. Oracle Aviation has become Ascension Aviation. And their partnership with Morningside University is flourishing.
Yeah, it's going great. We have Ascension is there now. Oracle is still providing all the flight training for our students. Could not be happier with both entities. I have been just impressed. Every time I turn around, they bend both Oracle and Ascension are bending over backwards to make everything aviation go well in Siouxland.
We understand that Morningside University had their first graduate of that program just recently.
Well, we did, yep. We had our first graduate. We'll have some more flowing next year, and then we hope to grow at a rate of about 20 to 30 students per year. So hopefully within a few years, we'll be up into that 80 to 100 student range.
And not only is this great for Morningside, but it's also great for our Sioux Gateway Brigadier General Bud Day field because it increases activity, it increases touch and goes and tower usage, and that's all critical to maintaining our Air National Guard unit.
Absolutely, Chris. We're fortunate to have a great airport here in Siouxland. It's been a little underutilized over the years, and all of this is part of an effort to use our airport as an economic engine and to grow and expand.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. My guest today is retired Colonel Brian Miller of the 185th Air Refueling Wing of the Iowa Air National Guard. After a short commercial break, we'll visit with Colonel Miller about the importance of Memorial Day. We'll be back after this message.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, your host on Grow Siouxland, a special edition, the Memorial Day weekend radio program. We're visiting with Colonel Brian Miller, retired wing commander of the 185th Air Refueling Wing of the Iowa Air National Guard. Colonel Miller is a Morningsider, graduated from East High School, enlisted in the Iowa Air National Guard, eventually attended Wayne State College. Colonel Miller was one of the few pilots who were allowed to complete undergraduate pilot training and earn their wings as an official Air Force pilot before completing his degree, but got those wings, then completed his degree, went on to have a very decorated career over three decades serving in our armed forces right here locally, an A-7 command pilot, single-seat fighter, went on to fly the F-16 Viper, also a single-seat fighter, before finishing his career in the KC-135 Stratotanker, or refueling tanker. And Colonel Miller has been instrumental in advocating for the 185th and the infrastructure investment. Colonel, how is that going? We know how important it is to get that runway not only extended in length, but in thickness for the very heavy Stratotanker.
Well, obviously, Chris, it's critically important that we have a runway that will support the KC-135 through all of its mission sets. And as you've been extremely involved in, you know, we've been pushing to get funding that was promised decades ago to improve the runway and some of the taxiway facilities out there. Obviously, the KC-135 is a big, heavy airplane. We need a thick, reinforced runway. And our current runway is starting to show its wear and its age through wear and tear. And through, frankly, your efforts, the chamber efforts, it looks like we're getting closer to getting that funding. You probably are in a better position than I am to speak to the money.
Yeah, you know, this was our top priority for the fourth or fifth year in a row when we went to our nation's capital to lobby on behalf of the Siouxland Tri-State Region, a delegation led by our Executive Vice President and Director of Government Affairs and Government Relations, Barbara Sloniker, General Mark Muckey, the Deputy Adjutant General for Air in the state of Iowa, was with us. Colonel Ben Ewell was with us, and we are focused on working with our delegation in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, but particularly in Iowa. And I do want to give a shout out to our senior Senator Charles Grassley, Senator Joni Ernst, and also Congressman Randy Feenstra, who have been working both sides, the Senate side and the House side, on the appropriations committees to try and push this funding through. We still have a ways to go. And it seems like it's always, you know, two or three steps forward and one step back. So it's a constant battle.
It is. And Chris, let me just real quick throw this in too, to show the importance of the 185th and the air refueling aircraft in general. When this latest event over in Iran started off, you know, the 185th, their jets were gone in a heartbeat, so to speak, along with many of their air crew and support people, and they're over there right now. So the importance of air refueling in America's military cannot be understated. It is absolutely critical to do the things we do globally. We need refueling aircraft.
Well, and Brian, that's a perfect segue as you talk about our Iowa-based troops serving overseas. This has been a particularly challenging year for us as we look to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice on Memorial Day. And you and I are both veterans. My father is a Vietnam veteran. I have children serving today. We pay pretty close attention. But in December, we lost two Iowans in Syria. In March, we lost two more Iowans in Kuwait. And so we know the heavy toll. When these young men and women raise their right hand and take an oath to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, it is up to and including their life. And Memorial Day, distinct from Veterans Day, which is November 11th, where we recognize all the men and women who serve in uniform and have served in uniform, and distinct from Armed Forces Day, which we celebrated earlier in the month of May, Memorial Day is for those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, Chris, it certainly is, and we should always take pause, you know, to remember that. You think, you know, almost universally these are younger people that just never got an opportunity to live a full life like we have. And it goes without saying that
these people, and I know where you're going, have made such a sacrifice, but it also extends to their families. These are young people that were taken in the prime of their life. And as I said, two in Syria in December, two in Kuwait in March. Iowa has taken a very heavy toll in these overseas engagements with our armed forces.
Yeah, and I you've heard me say this over the years, Chris, many, many times. Those of us that are serving or in the front line or gone somewhere for an extended period of time, it's difficult, but I always say it's hardest on the families left behind. I always tip my hat to the spouses, parents, family members who are behind while loved ones are overseas serving. So my hat's off to all of you who are spouses of those deployed or parents.
And again today, as we look forward to Monday and the Memorial Day holiday, often known as the official kickoff of summer, let's make sure that in our festivities we take a moment and we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely, Chris. We, you know, over the years, I looked a little number up before we came here today, and, you know, since the Civil War till now, there's been over 1.2 million Americans killed while serving in frontline positions. So, I mean, it's a huge number of people. And, you know, one of the things that I always try to remind people is that universally what we try to do is at 3 o'clock p.m. local time, wherever you're at, is to take a moment of silence and remembrance for the people that are no longer with us.
You know, what a perfect time, and I think the people in the radio universe may take umbrage initially, but let us take a moment of silence, which is a no-no on radio, just to acknowledge all those who made the ultimate sacrifice as we remember their service this weekend, Memorial Day 2026. And with that, we thank those, again, who made the ultimate sacrifice. We celebrate all the men and women who have served and are serving on Veterans Day and also on Armed Forces Day. But this weekend reserved for Memorial Day and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, please remember them. And as Colonel Miller said, in particular, take a moment and pause at 3 p.m. local time. And Brian, what many people will be doing at 3 p.m. local time is enjoying a holiday with friends, family. As I said, it's the traditional kickoff of summer, so it's grilling season, steaks and burgers on the grill, maybe chips, a couple of soda pops and beers. But you became an entrepreneur post-military service. You launched the Northern Plains Meat Company. Tell us about how that came about and where that business is located.
Well, Chris, we're down on Gordon Drive next to Earl May. It's a small business, a true mom-and-pop operation. I was looking for something to do after my military school or military time. And through a good friend of mine, I got exposed to some opportunities to sell beef in various forms, and that's what we do down there.
You know, Brian, as a longtime customer of the Northern Plains Meat Company, I want to urge our listeners to take advantage. I know that you're planning some Memorial Day sales, again, located next to Earl May, across from Spalding Park Grade School and Spalding Park Elementary. There are some baseball fields and soccer fields out in that area. You're right across the street, very conveniently located. But you guys serve everything or sell everything.
We do. We have a large product offering. We offer beef products and pork products is predominantly what we do down there. It's all frozen and cryovac. And we really support. We have a great little customer base down there. I couldn't be happier with the people that come in, say hi. And we try to give a quite a bit back to the community too, Chris. So we think that's vitally important to support all kinds of different nonprofits around the Siouxland area.
You know, Brian, when you were serving in the armed forces, did you ever imagine that at retirement you would become an entrepreneur and a business owner?
No, I didn't, Chris. It's kind of full circle. Remember, I told you earlier I was never going to go to college and never join the military, and it'd probably be safe to say I was never going to be an entrepreneur either. So. Yeah.
Nice bookends to your start in business as a newspaper delivery kid.
It is. No, it's been great. It's fun.
For those of you who have never had the opportunity to visit the Northern Plains Meat Company, great place to pick up your steaks and burgers and other products this weekend. We encourage you to visit Colonel Brian Miller at the Northern Plains Meat Company. And Brian, any contact information that you'd like to share?
4133 Gordon Drive is where we're at, and we're open Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5, and Saturdays 10 to 2.
Well, Brian, thank you for being our guest and giving us some context to the importance of Memorial Day through your own 3 decades of service in the Armed Forces.
Thanks, Chris.
And we also appreciate your service on the Board of Directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland, a special Memorial Day weekend edition. Please remember all those who made the ultimate sacrifice as you enjoy family and friends this weekend. 3 o'clock local time on Monday is the national reminder to recognize and pause and thank those who have served for their sacrifice. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. Make it a great holiday weekend.